So we spoke to him on the Sideline View on Saturday, and we do like to catch up during the week to talk a little rugby with Mr. Rugby, Jonathan Weeks. How are you, Weeksy?
Yeah, good morning, Bear. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the experience that is Bear and Breakfast, of course, on 981 and also 2am.com.au.
You sure?
Yeah, I hope so.
So let's start with the juniors, mate. What's the word?
Yeah, massive amount of stuff on. You can go through the website there, australia.rugby, to get registered, or go to nsw.rugby and click on the link on the left-hand side to find your club. Of course, the under-7s start there on Friday nights there at God's Acre in Singleton, so you can be part of that. Also, Tuesdays and Thursdays there at Scone, at the Scone Rugby Park in Aberdeen Street. We're going to have 14, 16 and 18s and girls and boys as the North West Regional starts in Term 2, and on the way through, of course, 6 to 12 start with their first tournament in Walker. So get down to training, get down there often. You'll be able to find out more through the Rugby Explorer experience. So if you've got an app and you've got a phone, you can use the Rugby Explorer and you'll be able to look after as far as that goes. And also through maitlandblacks.com.au and their Facebook page, you'll be able to sign up for all the various experiences at Marcel and there. So looking forward to a big season of junior rugby and looking forward to the whole experience it's going to be all about. But yeah, australia.rugby is what you go through as far as the website goes. There should be opportunities there to get to a website and find your local club. But talking to Reese there at Singleton Juniors, they're looking forward to a big season, which of course starts with the 6s and 7s on Friday nights there at God's Acre and House Street.
So coming up, the senior trials are starting at the moment. In fact, I was trying to play matchmaker just last weekend. The Singleton Bulls looking for one more game and the Musselbrook Heelers were looking for one. So we might hear about them getting together soon. What have you heard about as far as local trials are concerned?
Yeah, everybody will be getting into it with a bit of vigour this week. Everybody's had a bit of fun with their 7s, the Wales 7s, of course, in February in Newcastle. Next week at the experience, which is Scone Rugby Park in Aberdeen Street, Scone Brumbies will take on the Musselbrook Heelers. We still don't have a draw for the Newcastle Hunter Premiership in either the Divisional or the Seniors, but you can find it more through nhru.com.au and also cnru.com.au. But of course, the Brumbies kick off on the 10th of April with their campaign there in the Santos Central Rugby Premiership.
Mate, on our list here it says we've got to talk Super Rugby. I really don't want to talk about Super Rugby this week.
Oh, I'm happy to do that, mate. Of course, the Waratahs were terrible, awful, that sort of thing, but they're going to learn from that and they're going to get stuck into it on Friday night from 7 o'clock on Stan.
I hope so.
Be heading down for the game. You can get tickets through nsw.rugby, but they'll be taking on the Western Force. Well, the TV game on Saturday night at 7.30 will have the Melbourne Rebels up against the +500 ACT Brumbies. This game has been switched around to be played in Canberra because of the virus down there. So hopefully the Melbourne Rebels will get home for some home games. Our bi-headed friends over the border get the weekend off, so they've had a pretty good start to the season after their close win against the Rebels last week. But as we've said, it's going to be a tough time for the Waratahs. They're going to have to just keep working hard, learn to make their first up tackles and do all the basics right. So it'll be for Rob Penny to sort that out. He's got it worked out, so let him do what he has to do.
You would have thought at this point they would have learned how to catch and pass and tackle, but last weekend against the Brumbies would seem there was evidence to suggest otherwise. The great news is, and I'm excited about this though, is the mighty Galloping Greens, the Sons of Randwick, are coming to the Hunter Valley.
Yeah, that should put everybody to sleep and the crime rate go through the roof, but by the same token, it will be on Saturday the 20th of March. Great day at Marcel in there as the Maitland Blacks tie that on. The good news is in the early part of the day, you're going to have a coaching clinic. Hopefully the Wildfighter fellows will be actually doing the coaching because we don't want to teach kids how to stand off and throw forward passes.
Don't want to know how to win championships. You wouldn't want to learn that.
None of these Galloping Green players will be doing their coaching clinics, but great to see that the Newcastle Hunter Wildfires are going to get into it. So it should be a fantastic day. Men's, women's, Colts are going to be part of it. It's we've been saying forever that the Shooter clubs are going to be doing something, so at least we can say, you know, something about Randwick making a bit of an effort to come up to the country, but surely they could bring a decent team up here like our Southern Districts. But it's great to see. 20th of March, so it'll be a big weekend of rugby in the Hunter, with that being on the Saturday there at Marcel and in Maitland, and also, of course, on the 21st, as we said, that big three-way junior festivus at the Bill Rose in Scone. So really looking forward to that. You can find out more through their website there, maitlandblacks.com.au, and also, of course, randwickrugby.com.au. And it's great to see that the Galloping Greens are making an effort to come up here, and hopefully this will be the first of many clubs that make a bit of an effort in the Shoot Shield as they kick off their campaigns on April the 3rd.
Quite agree. Looking forward to talking more rugby on the Sideline View and, of course, next week. Thank you, Weeksy.
No worries. Thanks, Bear. You have a good day.